Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Tales from the Campfire. I am Red Leader, your host for this evening, with the rest of the Knights of the Trail.
Officer Crestalot here.
Silent Knight.
All right, in this episode, episode 3, we are going to be talking about hiking injuries and the injuries that we've each sustained while we're out on the trail.
This is episode 3.
This is episode 3.
I've only done one of these.
No, two.
We've done two of these?
We've done two of these.
Really?
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
I thought this was on our second one. All right, cool.
And we're also going to talk about a trail that we've all had a chance to do now. So I guess I'll go ahead and start out. Since I was the first injury, it was at Natural Bridge State Park in Slade, Kentucky. We had climbed up to the bridge and seen all the good sights. Brett wanted to go to another trail to see the Balancing Rock. And on this trail, you had to go down some wooden steps. The first wooden steps made it by no problem. The second set of wooden steps, there is a impacted log at the end that's made to be used as a step.
Man.
And it was kind of slick.
I saw it when we were there.
Yeah, as soon as I stepped down on there, my leg went one way, my ankle went the other way, and I felt the most sickening pop, and that I screamed like I had never screamed before.
Yeah, you didn't cry though, right?
No, yeah. I didn't cry.
I didn't cry. Cry
I
what?
Didn't cry.
Shoot, come on. Cry.
No, I didn't cry.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah. Brett can attest for that. I was more angry than anything.
Yeah, I know.
There was all screaming involved.
Like when we were kids, we used to cry when we did that kind of stuff. Now we turn it to anger. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. You know, I was more angry because, like, I wanted this trail to be good for Brett, you know, and, like, he was there, and I'm like, I ruined it for him. Duh. I ruined it.
See what you did, bro?
Yeah.
Then you got carried out of the woods.
Yeah. Hey, I hopped a good majority of that trail on one leg. But, yeah, some of the things that I've learned since then was just don't take anything for granted, even if it is just normal steps. You know, it could be a dangerous hazard. The things that I've done to try to prevent another sprained ankle is I got better shoes and that are actually meant for the trail. And I've started hiking with some trekking poles, which really seems to help. There's been a few times when I thought I was going to trip again and sprain my ankle, that those trekking poles really saved my butt. Anyway, that's my story, and everybody has their own injury stories. We've only been hiking for a little bit of time compared to some of the other people, so hiking injuries can be anything from cuts, scrapes, blisters.
I mean, I have blisters. I just got 3 off of 4 C's. 3. Found 3.
Okay.
We're fine now, though. But
Go ahead, Sir Cusselot, and just tell us about your hiking injuries.
My worst one was this one on my leg. I scraped it up real bad. Took a picture. I should send it to you so you can put it on the site.
Oh, yeah.
Like a picture of the injury.
I'll see if I can include it into the actual
podcast. I was just trying to get over this freaking log, and on the other side of the log was a big wet rock, and I stepped on the rock, and it broke your pole, trekking pole. Yeah, it snapped right in half.
You even had a trekking pole.
Yeah, and I fell, and instead of hitting my shin on the thing, on the log, it just, as I fell, it kind of just laid on the log and then scraped along it as I fell.
Yeah.
As I fell to the other side of the log, my leg scraped across the log as I went to the other side.
It took some layers of skin off, too.
I did scrape it pretty good.
When you first did it, I didn't think you hurt it that bad, and then you showed it to me. I was like, holy crap.
And it burned throughout the trail because sweat was getting into the skin there, but other than that, it was fine.
So do you feel
there was no bruise.
Do you feel comfortable in talking to us about your feet, your feet problems?
No, they're horrible. I got the worst feet for hiking. I have the skin's constantly falling off. It's not blisters per se. That I just want to call it the bridge. I don't know what it's called. The part where your toes touch in to your foot. That part right there.
Like the ball of your feet.
Is that the ball? Is that what they call that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the spot that does it the worst for me. I think it's because I wear foot powder a lot and I dry out the skin down there. And when we go hiking, it in the powder, the friction heats it, and then it all falls off apparently. And then I can't go hiking for at least a week. Skin takes a while to grow back. That's my worst problem, is being on the trail with my feet. And I also have this problem where my toes, they are not separated like most people's. They are really close together, and they rub up against each other and cause blisters.
You have ballerina toes.
Oh, okay. They're not apart like they should be, and the pinky toe squishes up against the next toe a bit, and it just rubs it and rubs it and rubs it with every step, and always causes a problem. Mm. Always.
So is there any measures you're taking to alleviate that?
Find yourself a good woman who will rub lotion on your feet. which go. I have. So, and that helps out a lot because it heals it up. It keeps it from getting way worse than it would get. So it's, the skin heals quicker if you put lotion on it.
We should come up with a name for Emily. Like
Den Mother.
Den Mother, Trail Mother, something like that.
She takes care of my feet.
She does.
And she's always ordering in all these bars and free things for us to try out on the trail.
Yeah, she takes care of us.
Yeah.
Wasn't she making like everyone like a, sort of like a care package or something?
She said she was going to. She was going to start working on that. To just put all these little things together that she gets for free. She can get all these little flashlights in like this size, you know, really small, like 2 inches flashlight things in. It takes like one AAA or something, you know.
I tell you what, those dude wipes come in handy.
They were nice. They're really good for cleaning off your silverware when you're out there eating. Yeah. And wiping off your hands from the trail.
Or muddy feet after you've had to wade in icy water and mud.
That was fine. That hurt. That was painful.
It was.
That was very painful.
Well, Silent Night. You've never really been injured out on the trail before, have you?
No.
But you do have a problem, and you can go ahead and share that with us, that could possibly cause a problem for you out on the trail.
Yeah, I got a bad knee. I dislocated my kneecap a couple of times.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I was there when you dislocated it the first time.
Yeah. I don't want no part of that.
Well, actually, it wasn't there the very first time.
Well.
But one of the times. But I've been wearing my knee brace and working on strengthening my knee and stuff.
What kind of workouts you doing to strengthen your knee?
Working on like the hamstring, stretching it, and just working on my quad. Getting
been doing tough. Some squats.
Yeah.
Squats, that's good for it. We've all been going to the gym.
Yeah. Sure.
We're trying to get more muscle on us. And get our cardio in better shape.
Yeah.
So that way we can hopefully avoid more injury. And if we do sustain injury, then, you know, maybe we can handle it a little bit better.
Hopefully. Well, just going to the gym has really helped me out a lot.
Yeah, it's helped us all
out. I mean, we did Vesuvius and then 4 days later did the Four Seas. Yeah.
It really keeps you in shape.
That's 16 miles that we did, and I was like...
And you still didn't feel like...
Not as bad as I did the first time we did Vesuvius. I felt horrible.
I realized after we did the Four Seas that, like, yeah, if we would have just went straight there, it would probably kill you.
Yeah, I'm glad we did Vesuvius the week before, and then I rested all those days, and then we went and did that. That definitely got me. And going to the gym for a month really helped, too, obviously. That helped a lot.
Yeah.
And not smoking helped.
Yeah.
We were going to Vesuvius, and I forgot my cigarettes at home, and we were already at the lake. I said, well, screw it. And I noticed how well I was able to handle that trail without a cigarette. Mm-hmm. So from here on out, I'm not smoking on the trail.
I've seen a major change in you, too. You complained a little bit more, but yet you didn't stop as
well,
much.
Well, no. Yeah,
but you didn't stop as much.
I know what
much.
I could do. I didn't stop as much. I did go more.
It was a trade-off.
Yeah. I can take some Nicorette gum with me. On the trail, just to chew it back. So what I did for the Four Seas is I took my cigarettes with me, but I left them in your car. Mm-hmm. I didn't have one until we were done. And it sure did make that trail a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
And cigarettes just wear you out. If there's anybody out there who does smoke and hikes, I'm here for you. Because I know most people are like, smokers, worst people ever. And I was like, well, you know, everybody's... got their own problem. Everybody's got something.
But you want to quit.
They wish they could get rid of. Yeah, everybody's. Yeah, it's not like, I'm never going to quit smoking. It's the greatest thing in the world. So, yeah, no more smoking on the trail while we're doing it. When we go camping, I won't smoke until we reach the campsite. And I will not smoke on the trail anymore because we flew through Vesuvius and we kind of flew through Four Seas. Four Seas was rough, though.
Vesuvius ain't rough. That's a different beast altogether, and we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But, all right, Muscle Man, you're new to the group, but you've been on a few trails with us now.
Right.
I don't know if you suffering any kind of injury, but you did have some blisters on one of the trails we went on.
Because of my steel-toe shoes, they really ain't supposed to be made for hiking or anything. I got blisters on the front of my feet, actually, because I keep stepping down like the rocks, and that's...
I would think that if we were going on safety out on the trail, shoes are your number one thing. Because what are you doing when you're hiking? You're walking. You got to take care of your feet the best
and,
you can.
Unlike that, my shoes are always coming untied because they're really getting old and being torn up. So, the chance of me tripping on my shoelaces.
Well, there's that. Yeah, that's always a problem. You got time in knots. I always tie my shoes in knots.
Every time I step down, the shoe just wants to bend at another angle. Could sprain my ankle at any point. Actually, I felt like three or four times that I was about to sprain my ankle. I just laid down my foot. I felt pain, but it was a little bit, not like what you did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, injuries are going to happen.
Yeah.
It's unavoidable. The longer you're out there,
you try to avoid the severe ones, though. And you want to try and take care of your feet the best that you can before you even get out onto the trail.
If I have any advice, I'd say get a good pair of shoes. Get a comfortable pair of shoes. And I would say go to the gym, especially in the off seasons when you're not hiking.
Well, didn't you say somebody said about the walking barefoot more often will get your feet ready for hiking with shoes on?
That's what I did.
Though, I probably should start doing that. Just walk around barefoot and building up my strong bare feet. Then when I put shoes and socks on, they wouldn't do all that.
And then when we have to take our shoes off to cross a river.
Oh, they're just that too, yeah. Well, didn't hurt. It wasn't the rocks and stuff that hurt.
It was the cold water. We should just stand out in the cold water.
Yeah, just stand in the... Yeah,
get buckets of cold water or something.
Do the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah. But, all right, let's talk about the Four Seas Trail now that we finally all got to do it. It's still my favorite trail. It's still my number one favorite.
The only reason it's not my favorite is because it's not, you're not back there far enough. And that's just me. Now, the more a trail takes you away from civilization, the better. That one doesn't take you back nowhere near as far as Vesuvius does or the Zaleski will. That's why I'm excited. But, well, I don't know about the southern loop, but at least the northern loop will. Yeah. And I'm excited about the backpacking trip because I know we'll be even back farther than Vesuvius Trail takes you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm excited.
Yeah.
we're walking this Four Seas. We're like halfway done with it. Here's people. Because there's a halfway through the trail, there's like this spot where people can park and kind of walk up to where we were sitting. I was like, what the?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not away from people. But pretty wise, there was a lot to see.
Yeah, there's a lot to see on the Four Seas Trail.
Yeah, there was.
A lot to do.
Yeah, there was. Going down those stairs.
What'd you think of the swinging bridge?
The swinging bridge, yeah, that was... Actually, I really liked that. I thought that was awesome. I got up on that thing, was rocking it back there. I loved it. I was like, this is so cute. Because I knew if the worst happened, I would fall in the water. So it was fine. I thought it was really cool. I thought that... I liked those. I wish more trails had those. I know they got them in different parts of the world and stuff, but they got swinging bridges that are extremely long.
Yeah, really high.
So you feel like it was in Indiana Jones?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I screamed out in the video.
Like, oh my God.
Hell, you have to climb it up like a ladder.
There's crocodiles down there trying to get
there. All right, Muscle Man, had you ever been on a swinging bridge until then?
No, I haven't.
What'd you think of the experience?
That was pretty cool. I'm walking right behind Josh and... Feel like I'm about to fall right over.
Because
went out there like a trooper, though.
Yeah,
like,
when there's two people on there, it rocks even more weird.
I can imagine the whole group trying to run across.
Oh, yeah. If we were all trying to run across the same time.
It might sling you off.
It might, because
it's like a wave, you know.
Yeah, it might actually go on.
What'd you think of it, Brett?
I thought it was pretty neat. I enjoy it.
Who's Brett? Who's this Brett guy? What'd you think of it,
Silent
What'd you think of it, Silent Night?
I liked it. I enjoyed it real well.
Mm-hmm. I hated when I got to the other side of it, though. Because when you get to the other side, it's straight uphill for like a mile.
Yeah, I was worried. That sucked. I knew that was coming.
So now I'm under the Four Seas again, and I see the swinging bridge. I'm not going to be as excited because I know what's on the other side.
Enjoy the bridge.
I'm like, oh, is that stupid bridge?
I might spend a little longer on the bridge.
Yeah, just take your time crossing it because it was straight up, and that was the worst part of the trail, actually.
Well, when you go straight up.
Yeah, that was the worst part. That was the hardest part.
I've got a thing with heights, so the first time I'd done it, I was freaking out.
Heights don't bother me if I feel safe. If I feel like I'm not going to
I didn't feel safe on that thing because I was swaying back and forth.
Yeah, how'd you do on the bridge?
But that was my third time. So I actually went out there.
If anybody don't want to feel safe on that bridge, it's my.
Well, see, the first time on the bridge, you were scared to death on the first.
Yeah, I was holding on.
He's like, oh my God.
Brett, like, nudged.
I was shrinking into, like,
I was out there going like this.
I was on it, and then he's like,
he shook it while you were on it.
He was like, quit.
I'll kill you.
That was funny.
Yeah, I'm gonna do like a Shrek movie where Shrek just swings it side to side.
But that was the worst part, was going straight at the hill. That was horrible. I got an energy boost there towards the end. That was really weird.
Well, we
I think it's because I knew I was getting close to the end.
That one part where we get to something pass, I think you call it Collins Pass, that kills me every time that I do that trail. It's most that it's you go up and then you cross that creek and then it's that dirt straight up. You know that it's like dirt and it goes straight up there. And
I'm trying to remember.
it was where we crossed like a creek thing where you guys went up this way and I went down below and then we got and it kind of looks like a road almost, like a dirt road. And we just go straight up it. But anyway, it kills me every time. And this is my third time doing it.
Yeah, I want to go back and do it again.
I like to go back one.
Just because I know how good the exercise is. I think we ought to go do Vesuvius again and turn around 4 days later and do Four Seas again. Do you know how much exercise that is? Oh my God, it's so good. I felt so great after doing both of those. I feel like I'd run a marathon.
Well, that night, you're like, I hate this trail, this stupid trail, I'm never doing it again. I'm like, give it a couple days.
You just gotta hill up, and once you hill up, it's like the people say, you know, it's like these idiots who go out here, they drink too much, I'm never drinking again. Oh, shut up, yeah, you are.
Yeah,
they always say that.
Yeah, we're hugging the commode.
Yeah, they're hugging the commode.
I don't go and do this ever again.
Never drink again.
Next weekend, woo!
Yeah, they're not doing it again.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, and it's the same with trails. Yeah. You know, you feel like crap at the end, and that's why I've been going to the gym and working so hard, is because I really don't want to feel like crap at the end of these trails.
And then you'll
don't want to.
We start remembering the good parts, and then the bad parts don't seem so bad anymore. They're like, oh yeah, remember we did that?
Yeah, I survived that pain.
Yeah.
Ibuprofenian, by God.
That's...
Gotta have ibuprofen with you.
That's great about hiking. You know, it's just, you know.
Also, like, oh, you seen that great scenery, the archway and stuff? Yeah.
Well, think about climbing a mountain.
I was going down those stairs at the archway. I was more scared there than I was on that swinging bridge. I was like, oh my God, I feel like I was just going
to
fall.
We didn't know where to go at one time. Like, I think we go down here.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Hey, and Brett was like, no, the trail goes around. And then the trail led back to the stairs.
It actually goes down the stairs. Yeah. But well, where did it go before they built the stairs? Where did the trail go?
Well, they probably made those stairs.
You think so?
Carving the trail.
They were kind of old. How long has that trail been there?
I don't know. But they probably there's probably been several stairs.
Well, there probably has. That's probably a different set.
Yeah, but that waterfall at the end was something.
Yeah,
I think
was nice to sit in front of. Got a good picture of you sitting there.
Yeah.
You ran up there just for that.
I had to.
I know. He's like,
What is he thinking of?
It makes for some good picture. I should have ran out there and done it too, but I was so busy trying to rest my feet because I knew we had
some
long
It took some convincing to get you down there, but once you got down
there. I knew I had to climb up to get to the trail. I think I'm just in better shape than I realized, but that's fine. I want to stay thinking I'm not as in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
That way, every time I go to do a trail, I'm even in more shape than I realize.
Yeah.
And it makes it even that much easier.
But, We got some trips planned for the future.
Ms. Zaleski's, what, a month and a half? Somewhere around there, maybe 2 months.
And we're also doing the Greenbow before that one.
Yeah, we're going to be doing Greenbow hopefully this coming week or the next week. One or the other, before March 20th. Right.
Yeah, I'd like to try to make it on a Thursday so Silent Night can go with us, though, because that way it could be a full episode and we could all be there.
That's fine. We can do it on Thursday. I don't care what day we do it.
Okay.
It's just, I hope it's nice. I mean, I'd hate to think that it's... I would hate for it not to be nice. It's
supposed to turn cold again.
Really?
Yeah. Well, not cold, but 50s and 40s cold.
Mm. Well, that's what it's supposed to be this time of year anyways. Not 60 degrees in February. I'm sorry, it was 80 that day we went into Four Seas. 80 degrees in February, I'm sorry. That's just, that's not right. That's not natural.
Well, we'll go ahead and try to wrap this thing up. But we want to thank you all for tuning in. Yeah, the wind is blowing and howling like crazy out there.
Jeez, scary.
Yeah, but we want to thank you all for joining us and listening to us talk about our adventures. And we want you to share your own adventures in the comments below.
For sure.
And if you like this, make sure you subscribe to us so you can watch some more videos and listen to some more podcasts. You can visit us on www.knightsofthetrail.com for audio-only versions of this podcast, as well as we are planning on starting to do some live streams. We haven't done it yet, but we are trying to get things ready. That way you can see us while we're talking about it, and we can interact with you guys live. And
that would be cool.
That would be great. We'd love to hear from you. And if you all want to see us go to more exotic and further places, please visit us on our Patreon page where you can find out how you can support us in going further. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us on episode 3 of Tales from the Campfire.
Yay.
This is Knights of the Trail signing out.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.